Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a simple old-school D&B ride pattern and turn it into something that feels gritty, alive, and properly glued into the groove using Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is not just to make the ride louder or dirtier. We want it to support the drum pattern, carry motion across the bar, and add that slightly broken, slightly human feel that classic jungle and roller records do so well. So if you've ever heard a drum loop and thought, why does this feel like it's rolling forward even though the pattern is so simple? A lot of that answer is in the ride. It's one of the quickest ways to make a loop feel urgent, but only if it's shaped properly. Let's start clean. First, create a new MIDI track and load a ride sound. You can use Sampler, a drum rack pad, or any ride sample you like. Keep it bright, but don't choose something super splashy or endless. For old-school D&B, you want a ride with body and presence, but not a huge trance-style wash. Program a basic 2-bar MIDI clip at your project tempo, usually somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. A good starting point is an offbeat ride pattern, or a simple 16th note idea with some gaps so the groove breathes. The main thing is to avoid straight, unchanging machine gun energy. We want motion, not wallpaper. And here's a useful mental model. Place the ride around the spaces in the kick and snare pattern, not right on top of the snare. That little bit of breathing room is a huge part of an old-school feel. The snare stays in charge, and the ride supports it without stepping on it. Keep the note lengths fairly short at first, maybe around a 16th to an 8th note. That gives us a tight, defined starting point before we process anything. Now let's shape the tone. On the ride track, start with EQ 8. High pass the low end pretty aggressively, somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz, depending on the sample. You do not want low rumble hanging around in a ride. It just steals space from the kick and bass. If the ride is harsh, try a narrow dip somewhere between 6 and 9 kHz. If it feels dull, gently boost a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz instead of just cranking the top end. That's a really important distinction in D&B. We are not just trying to make the ride brighter. We're trying to make it cut through the mix with harmonic detail, so it stays audible even when the bass is moving hard and the brakes are busy. Next, add saturator. Try a mode like soft sine or analog clip, and start with a modest drive amount, maybe plus 2 to plus 8 dB. If the sample starts getting spiky, turn on soft clip. Then trim the output so the ride sits nicely instead of jumping out in an annoying way. If you want a bit more broken up drum energy, drum bus is also a great choice. Keep it subtle. A little drive goes a long way. Crunch should usually stay light, and boom is generally not what we want on a ride. You can nudge transients up a little if the ride loses its definition after saturation. Now, why saturation here? Because a clean ride can disappear or feel too modern and polite. Saturation adds upper harmonics, and those harmonics help the ride cut through the dense 1 to 10 kHz area where the snare, hats, brakes, and effects are all fighting for space. Once the tone is in a good place, we move into the groove. This is where Ableton Live 12 Groove Pool becomes really powerful. Grab a drum loop with a feel you like, maybe an amen, an old-school break, or even a swung percussion loop from your project. The point is to borrow micro timing and velocity shape from something that already has movement. If the source groove has a nice push and pull, that's gold. A little late ghost note feel, a little uneven swing, some accent varination. That's the kind of groove that makes a D&B ride feel like it belongs to the drums instead of floating above them. Apply that groove to your ride MIDI clip, but start conservatively. Around 20 to 40% is a good range for timing, and if you're using velocity from the groove, maybe 15 to 30% is enough. You want the groove to influence the ride, not completely rewrite it. A lot of people make the mistake of going too hard too fast with groove settings. In D&B, especially, the ride still needs to feel locked enough for club playback. So if the groove starts getting messy, back off the timing amount first before you start changing the notes. And here is a really practical trick. Compare your ride against the snare while the break is playing. If the ride feels like it's leaning too far ahead of the snare, it may feel urgent, but it can also become tense in the wrong way. If it's too far behind, it can feel heavy but sluggish. You're listening for that sweet spot where the ride and break feel like they're breathing together. Now let's add some human detail with velocity. This is one of the easiest ways to avoid that flat programmed ride sound. Make the main hits a little louder, and reduce the supporting hits so the pattern feels like it's speaking in phrases instead of just repeating a grid. As a rough guide, your main hits might sit around 80 to 110 velocity. Supporting hits can live around 50 to 75. Ghosted or passing hits can drop into the 30 to 50 range. You do not need every hit to do the same job. That variation becomes especially useful near phrase endings. If you're approaching a snare fill or a drop change, slightly raise the ride velocity and maybe shorten the note lengths a bit. That gives the top end more urgency and makes the section feel like it's lifting. Now we can shape the arrangement feel with auto filter. Put auto filter after the saturation and automate the frequency across your section. A darker ride in the intro or first half of the drop can feel more restrained and mysterious. Then opening it up over 4 or 8 bars makes the track feel like it's expanding. A useful starting point is to keep the frequency somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz for a darker version, with very light resonance. Don't overdo the resonance. We want movement and lift, not a whistling top end. A classic DNB move is to start the ride a little filtered, then gradually open it over the first few bars of the drop, and maybe tighten it again before switch up or fill. That gives the listener a sense of progression, without adding a completely new part. Now let's glue everything together. If your drums are grouped, route the ride into the same drum bus. That helps it feel like part of the kit. A light glue compressor on the drum bus can help everything sit together, but keep it subtle. We're talking maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at most. You can also use drum bus on the group for a little extra density, but again, keep it restrained. The goal is cohesion, not crushing. If the ride is getting in the way of the snare transient, you can create a tiny dip on the ride when the snare hits. Even a small 1 to 2 dB reduction can clean up the groove a lot. That kind of detail is exactly what makes a DNB drum loop feel professional and intentional. Now, one more powerful move. Duplicate the clip and create variations. This is where the ride becomes arrangement ready instead of just loop ready. Resample or flatten the processed ride into audio if you want to edit it more surgically. Then you can cut tails, mute a hit, reverse a hit into a fill, or make a darker intro version and a brighter drop version. That kind of variation is incredibly useful in old-school DNB. You can hold the ride back for the first phrase, then bring it in on the second phrase so the drop feels like it opens up. You can also use a filtered ride for the first part of an 8-bar section, then a brighter, more saturated version later on to lift the energy. A couple of teacher notes here. Think in layers of movement, not just one groove. A strong DNB ride usually handles pulse, texture, and phrase energy at the same time. If those three jobs are all doing too much, the part gets cluttered fast. Also, don't overhumanize every layer in your track. If the break, hats, and ride all have heavy timing variation, the groove can lose its anchor. Sometimes one element should stay fairly firm, so the others have something to lean against. And one more very practical tip. Check the ride at low monitoring levels. If you can still hear the motion and the grit when the volume is down, then the ride is doing its job. That usually means it's helping the track, not just taking up space. If you want a quick practice exercise, do this. Build 2 ride versions over the same 2-bar loop. Keep the same notes, but give one version lighter groove and cleaner saturation and make the second version a little looser, darker, and more aggressive. Then place them across 8 bars and listen to how the energy changes. Does the ride support the snare? Does it feel old school rather than robotic? Does it add movement without clutter? That kind of a / B comparison teaches you a lot, fast. So to recap, start with a clean ride pattern, shape it with EQ and saturation, borrow groove from a real drum source, use groove pool moderately, add velocity variation, and automate tone so the ride evolves with the arrangement. That's how you get that saturated old-school DNB ride groove that feels like it belongs in a proper roller or jungle tune. It's a small part, but when it's done right, it makes the whole drum section feel like it's breathing. All right, let's move on and hear it in context.